generous to a fault.
I'm not going down on this one, I think it's a six.
So now, the idealization that Chris is pointing out, how do you work around that?
Because I think it's the extroverted also, not just even the to the fault. Extroverted is, it doesn't always mean.
But can you be a perfect hostess if you're meek and introverted?
No, but maybe they're talking about, you know, a little bit of an oscillation of give and take. Maybe she's, you know, I don't know.
Well, can you read it one more time?
Extroverted. Perfect hostess. Generous to a fault. Devoted.
I tell you, I have to go with Chris on this one. Believe me, I don't want to go with Chris on this one. He's always right. I don't like it. But I do have to agree with him. I mean, that does sound idealized, right? Perfect to a fault. These are like idealized terms.
I mean, I, you know, can understand this, but when I look at it, I can't even see like a real person. Like, I just get this, you know, little cookie cutter of this 1950s like housewife who makes her husband a martini and has a dinner party every Friday night, and she's very good at it, but you don't know who she really is. Like, it's just a role, like a very perfect role that she plays. I mean, if it were extroverted, like, with something else, you know, but I mean, within that role, you know.
Perfect hostess and devoted are clearly, like, idealized, but I felt like extroverted and generous to fault could be interpreted as...
So the idea, so you're taking extroverted and you're saying she hit a high note with the first word.
Not a high note, but that it wasn't, that it just, it wasn't a...
An idealized term.
Doesn't fall into the four category. I mean, if they're all, I think, idealized, I think then I would have had no problem with it. But I feel like extrovert and generous to the full could be interpreted as not entirely positive, depending on the purpose of it. So I guess that was my reasoning for giving it the six. I could see how if you interpret generous to the full, it was just like this very like loose high praise.
See, generous to a fault in my mind is very different from generous. You can be a generous person, but if you're generous to a fault, that means you're always generous. You're never not generous. It's like a superlative phrase.
No, I've heard of it. I'm just wondering if there's actually like a reality to like this person is really it's like a bad quality of her. You know, I guess if
the mother was Mother Teresa, but we know Mother Teresa really was never a mother because she's a virgin. So, you know, can't be Mother Teresa. So I don't know.
But isn't that like an emergent ambivalency, generous to a fault? Like, she's generous, but it could be a bad thing, isn't that?
How could that be a bad thing?
Because to take advantage of
it. Yeah, generous to a
fault.
But she didn't say that.
They didn't say that.
But I think that's what the to a fault.
Doesn't it say generous to a fault?
Yeah, generous to a fault.
I just don't know what that meaning is, but I always thought it was like, you know,
point of detriment.
Right. Yeah, like.
No, that's not the meaning of it.
That's what I think it is.
That's what you guys got hung up on.
Okay.
All right, so.
Oh, semantics.
Yeah, so I mean, now I feel more comfortable because you didn't understand what that phrase meant.
But maybe the person has the same notion that.
Well, we can't.
Do.
I mean, we only have what we have, and
no,
we only have. I mean, we're using a common vocabulary to the best extent that we can. We can't accommodate idiosyncratic definitions of these terms. Okay, so moving right along, I'm just going to go in order of the way SPSS printed out, so we might go back and forth between teams. So we're going to Giacomo and Brianna, item 1, XPD 2.
So we discuss this after, I mean, we can close it. I recognize the correct answer, but we can still talk about it.
Well, I mean, this is for everybody. This isn't just for you two.
I guess kind of goes around the theme we were just talking about. But my father was a gentle, caring, tender-hearted man who loved his family and was very devoted. He was very kind and generous, always giving all he had to others.
Let me hear it again, or do you have it? You say 4. Marie says 4.
Yeah,
4. 4, Jacqueline.
I did this one.
Huh? That's right.
Uh-huh.
Richard?
Yeah, like 4.5.
Okay, 4.5. Dustin?
I agree that it should have been a four, and I did not read it.
Okay.
It's weird because, like, if it mentions a unilateral relationship or some kind of other person, it's easy. Like, I get tricked that way too, like thinking that maybe it should be a six with an emergent sense. But if it's all glowing,
exactly, it's the glowing quality.
Voice in my head. So if it's all glowing, then
yeah. It should be like a little light bulb that glows when you read something like that.
For some reason, I glossed over the glowing.
Okay.
That was my
no problem. Number 21, HZR3.
Ambitious, spiritual, uncertain a lot of the time, becoming more and more aware of life's big picture, have embraced Buddhism lately.
We had a difficult time, like even when we discussed this, so this is what we want.
Okay, so read it one more time. Let's think carefully about this.
Ambitious, spiritual, uncertain a lot of the time, becoming more and more aware of life's big picture, have embraced Buddhism lately.
Six.
Seven.
Who said six?
Eight.
Six. You have a six?
Six.
Seven. What else? Can you read it one more time?
Sure.
Sorry.
Ambitious, spiritual, uncertain a lot of the time, becoming more and more aware of life's big picture, have embraced Buddhism lately.
Okay.
It's like no clear other...
Well, one hits
you
the seven, or what part hits the seven?
The temporality.
I was wondering if the embrace Buddhism is kind of, you can see that as a relationship in some way, but I mean that wouldn't be in favor of what I gave it, but I'm just thinking if we gave it a high score.
Yeah, no, thinking about it, there really is no...
It's a seven. It's a seven.
Yeah.
Really? I say six.
But even with the temporality?
Think...
Temporality, doesn't it have to make it up to a seven?
I think there is a clause in level 7
is that the one with
regarding thoughts, feelings, needs, and wishes. Descriptions at this level, yes, reflect consolidated and stable representations.
Well, or differentiated and more modulated.
Which thought, yeah.
It's differentiated a little.
I'm sure.
And I guess the subject's own opinions are defined and articulated.
You know, what makes me think six rather than seven is that there is no unilateral relationship. And Buddhism doesn't count. In Buddhism, you don't develop a relationship with Buddha. It's not that's a westernized view of Buddhism.
With yourself, right?
Yeah. It's a self-focused religion.
What did you guys give it? 7 or 5? So we can see what it
is. So I was thinking 6, but Chris agrees with you, Brianna. So 5?
I can do a 6. I would be comfortable with it, but
I could see a 6 also, because maybe like you could take into account since their self descriptions are often characterized by trial identifications, so like,
does that struggle to understand themselves in the description, and even though it's short, I think like a mini
kind that of. Would fit with uncertain a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So I mean, I could see being a 6.
Alright, so we split the difference. Moving along, let's see. Looking at the rest of Melissa and Chris's. I don't see anything there. Look
on
at
which one?
Chris and Jack. This is 6.
6, we have 1 that are 3 off.
Well, it's probably after item 36, right?
Oh,
we'll
okay.
get to it.
Oh,
all right. Looking at Chris and Giacomo, their first assignment. Uh, I'm not seeing any. Wow, you both got a 9, and you nailed it.
Yeah.
Excellent. We don't have much experience with the high numbers, so.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We got Dustin and Marie. We got 1. Just 1. So let's go over item 7.
Just 1 was more than 1 point?
Yep. And that's XPH2. What?
Why would only 1?
Because you were off by 1 on everything.
This is a lot of them. Yeah.
Like,
this is probably a lot of them off by 1, not exactly, I guess.
So several were by 1 and then 1 was by 2.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we're only going over ones that are 2 or more.
Gotcha. Number 7?
So, yes, XPH2.
Thoughtful, warm, care deeply about a small circle of close friends. Very clear writer and teacher. Highly confident in his work. Did not play politics, and it cost him the one ambition he did not fulfill. This is the dad, right?
You reading
Thoughtful.
Warm. Let's not share what we, the two people what we're talking about, don't share what you put. Because it kind of ruins it for everybody.
Sorry.
Thoughtful, period, warm, period. Care deeply about a small circle of close friends. Very clear writer and teacher. Highly competent in his work. Did not play politics, and it cost him the one ambition he did not fulfill.
I feel like there's unilateral relationships in there.
Cause and effect last
time. Yeah, oh, simple cause and effect at the end.
Where's the relationship?
Yeah.
He taught people and cared deeply. Wait, what is it?
Thoughtful, warm, cared deeply about a small circle of close friends.
That was.
That's unilateral.
Yeah, I mean, it's a group
it's
of people.
Specific, it's more specific, I guess.
Very clear
writer. There's no particularity.
Highly competent in his work. Did not play politics, and it cost him the one ambition he did not fulfill. So I would think he didn't bend to something and lost a job or something.
I'd say 9 out of 7. But I was thinking 6 originally because I didn't see like the relationship with the writer, but then there was a vague relationship, but 6 or so.
So you say 6?
Yeah.
What do you think?
6.
I get a vague understanding of this person, but again, kind of like they were just not very specific.
No, I mean, there's no particularity at all. So you think a 5 is too low?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what, guys? You
want
to know what I needed?
The 2.
No. I gave it a 4 because the last part, did not play politics and it cost him the one ambition he did not fulfill. I didn't see that. I just like excluded that because that has nothing to do with really anything. It's just like a side note, I felt. So the rest of it is all positive and pretty like idealizing. So,
but then that second part would be somewhat of a denigration or showing a fault, and that would be contradictory to the first part. So.
And
I think also the, like, care deeply for a few close friends, that means he didn't care deeply about other people.
Right.
I mean, if it was like he cared deeply about everybody. But I guess if he's saying just a few, like a small circle of friends, that means there are people he didn't care for.
Yeah, I mean, I see how it's more than a 4, but, I don't know, I kind of read it as the writer, like, admired the fact that the dad didn't play politics, even though it cost him something.
Yeah, I'm interpreting it as he was a great guy, but he's an idiot. He didn't get what he wanted because he, you know, didn't step up to the plate.
Yeah, that's kind of how I took it.
Yeah. Okay.
What did you guys give
it? It was a 10.
We all decided.
You said four.
Yeah, I excluded the last part, thinking it was a DR.
You can't exclude portions of the
description. But we have before. Like, when it just said some side note.
I feel like Judith Stanwyck or whatever Chris and I got.
Well, the telepathic wind, you know, but everything there is relevant. All right, so.
Yeah.
All right, so let's continue. He's a thirsty guy. All right, so Chris and Melissa, your first assignment, item 43.
Barbara Stanley.
WQF. Oh, I'm sorry, WQG1.
Okay, Chris.
We need to find that.
Oh, do you want me to read it?
Wait, what was the number?
WQG1.
Number 43/44.
Okay. She was a great lady, very intelligent, very strong. Very regal, but also had a take charge kind of, woman. Think Barbara Stanwyck. Now this would be the red herring statement in parentheses. How is that for a gay male answer?
Wink. You left out the wink.
Wink. She was a great lady, very intelligent, very strong, very regal, but also a take charge kind of woman. Think Barbara Stanwyck. I don't know.
Neither one of us.
She's an actress, right?
I don't know. We should have Googled her, but we didn't care enough to do so.
You didn't care enough?
We've gotten a few of those about random actors and actresses. We had like Johnny Depp in a movie or something.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's a dissertation
pretty.
Right there. Or people looking
quite
her up?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
She's a old, looks like an old 40s actress, maybe.
She's
okay.
Like a young Melanie Klein.
So anyway, what would people give her? Well, him. That's hard not looking at this photograph.
That changes your score?
Well, oh, she was in Dynasty.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she was in Dynasty?
Yeah.
She must have been very elderly at that point.
Charlie's Angels?
Charlie's.
Maybe for one episode.
She was born
yeah,
in
what 07. Episode?
07.
So. She was 100 when she was in Charlie's Angels.
Like a Betty White character.
Yeah.
See that? I would understand the reference. Anyway, does anyone
so what
have
do we
a,
think?
An answer?
What do people think?
I was thinking 5, I don't know why, but I didn't see any relationship, any sort of relationship with others there. In the beginning, it seemed idealized, but then I think in the end, I'm going to take charge kind of person. I don't know. That does too.
Did I help you think of a clearer answer? The elderly picture. The lifespan.
Hollywood is old age.
Maybe we shouldn't look up these people.
Anyone else?
We got a 5.
5.
We got 2 5s. 2 5s. Do I hear 3? Do I hear 3 5s?
Maybe.
5. Oh, we got a 3 5s.
I'll
4.
Five.
We have 4 5s.
I'll go
5.
5. 5 fives. 5 fives. We're going to make it a perfect 6. 6 5s. What do we...
You're being RG.
All right. So what we got is you guys all split the difference between these two folks. Chris gave 6. Melissa gave a 4.
That's surprising. I was thinking...
Why? Because Chris usually scores lower than Melissa? So you want to say? What you
I just, it was the second part of the clause, you know, but also a take charge kind of woman. So, I mean, here, you know, they've got this kind of idealized, but then they're able not only to give an answer that doesn't necessarily fit with it, but also kind of notice that there is this also kind of second side to her.
And I kind of took take charge as still a positive, like, you know, she gets things done, like, on top of her game sort of thing.
Well, you know what argues against that, though? If I'm incorrect, let me know, but she he or she, I guess it's yeah. gay male, begins that clause there by saying, but.
She's very regal,
right.
but also, yeah.
Disclaimer.
Right, so the but means
yeah.
that it's something different.
No,
so
I did,
being
yeah.
regal is a great thing. So being take charge, I'm assuming this guy didn't like that.
Right.
But
yeah, no,
it,
I can see it.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
But does it, which one? She was a great lady?
Yeah.
I mean, regal is like royalty, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So I would think that these are like
quite
feminine, delicate qualities, also given like the prettiness of that woman, but also take charge. So like, I don't know, I feel like regal is kind of like delicate.
Submissive.
So that would...
Not submissive, but like ladylike. But
I'm
also
happy
take
with
charge.
The six,
regal
though.
Means
not,
elegant.
Yeah.
That's how I'm interpreting it.
You've
it's definitely
never
a positive
seen too.
Huh?
Right,
so
elegant.
You've never seen Elizabeth II.
So that would be more in favor of a six anyway, because those are like kind of disparate kind of aspects of an individual.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy with a six.
I think that would ruin a four for me.
The butt. Yeah.
Yep.
I had it underlined, but I wasn't sure.
All right, then we move to number 45, WCT1.
That was a my bad.
That was a Christmas theme.
I was caught in a 5-5-5. I agree with her age. I just...
So you're speeding through these, are you?
No, I stopped to answer the phone, and I was going to go back to that one, but I have, like, fives all after it, and then when we were looking at it, yeah, I was just like that, you know.
Yeah, he was a little upset with himself. He's like, why did I give it a five?
So we...
I don't even think we need to go over it.
All right. So
I will defer to that edge.
All right.
That was an
so
error.
So then we have just three more to go, and then we're done. We have Melissa and Chris, your second set, number 43.
I am a happy guy. That's
it. That was it?
That's it.
Wait, what number?
43.
It's 43. It's...
I am a happy guy.
LPH3.
I was thinking either 2 or 4 when you said that. Just because 2 reminds me of that example. I think it was like worried, like that global emotional state. Or then 4, if you think like happy guys is idealization. So I think that's the example, right? In the
yeah.
level 2. It was like worried or something like that.
Yeah.
Busy,
so is it Jack Mouse?
Worried, unhappy.
Yeah, busy, unhappy.
I mean, there's a little bit more than just an adjective, though.
Right, saying I am happy.
These guys get $10 for that.
I mean, he's not just happy, he's
not
a
just
guy.
Saying happy, you know.
It's a little bit more. So he's gendering himself. He's placing himself in a body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not very ambiguous.
I know, I would think
like
it's
more,
more
like
than a 2.
I mean, I guess no more than a 4, I would say.
I'm thinking 4.
Could it be like kind of seen as a rape case a little bit, or no? Which would almost bump into a 5, but that's kind of high, I agree.
I think a 5 is like an active refusal,
yeah.
Like I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, there's no explicit refusal. Maybe a little implicitly, which
yeah.
is what you're picking up on, but
yeah.
I don't think you can count
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else 4?
Did you guys, is that what it was, a 4 and a 2?
I gave it
no.
a 2.
It was a 5 and a 2.
Oh.
I don't really see happy as being idealized. I mean, it's kind of generic and just like, this is just this frumpy little identity that I have. You know, it's not really well developed. It's kind